And then you helped Troy Gordon.
Oh, that's probably what I was talking about a while ago that I couldn't think of. I helped Troy. He was doing some kind of a
football scoring contest.
That was it. Yeah, and I helped him do that, and just fell madly in love with him. Oh my! And his wife. Ah, oh, such darling people.
So tell our audience who Troy Gordon was.
Troy Gordon was a writer for the Tulsa World. He had his own column. I think it was called Round the Clock, maybe. Just general chit chat. Nothing too serious, but he just covered everything. He was just a easygoing, darling person.
Huh. Did his wife?
Joanne.
She wrote too.
Mm-hmm. She did.
The same column or something?
No, hers was. She did different kinds. Hers was a little more breezy, I think. This has been so long ago, but she was really, really darling. She was responsible for me having a pigtail in Time magazine.
All right, tell us.
So back in that time, in that era, in the sewers by the Arkansas River, which were, the sewage didn't go through, it was just rainwater and stuff, kids that liked to play the guitar and that sort of thing started hanging out in those sewers if their parents didn't want them to bother them playing it, practicing at home. And it turned out to be something almost like catacombs, because we would go in there and there would be candles, and you'd get the candles and walk down in there more and kind of sit against...
In the big conduit?
In the big, yeah. And then kind of sit with your back against the wall. And there was, of course, a little water going there, and candles would float down there. And then people would play. And Joanne thought that was the most fascinating thing. She wanted to go, and she wanted to do a story for Time magazine. So she took some photos, and then she said, well, it all just came out. You've got to look your pigtails in there. Because in those days, I wore my hair in those little things, and I guess they got my pigtail. Oh. And that was all. And I said, my claim to fame, I don't know. I'll never make Time again.
And that would have been how old and what year?
Oh, gosh. I was married by then. I think it was 65, something in that vicinity.
65, 66.
And people would say they could hear music coming up out of the sewers, and they wondered, what in the world is going on?
That's funny. Do you still have that Time magazine?
I don't think so. I've moved too many times since then.
Right. So when did you do People and Places column?
We started talking about it on my 40th birthday, and probably within the next month at least, I've started.
So that would have been about what year?
1961. Yeah.
And then how many years did you write the column?
I think for probably almost, I was past 65 when I stopped.
So about 24 or 5 years.
Yeah, in that vicinity. And then if they tacked on that I did it for however many years I did earlier, then they'll say longer, but in that vicinity, yes.
Didn't you meet your husband there?
Yes. He was a photographer at the Tulsa World.
And his name?
Johnny Walker.
Did he ever saddle up to the bar and say, I want a drink with my name on it?
I'm sure he must have. Anyway, then he passed away when, my children were grown. Everything was going great in my life. I loved it. Somewhere along the way, in about... 10 years after he passed away, along came Steve Wolf, who I am married to today.
That's great. That's great. How many children did you have with Johnny?
Two. And a boy and a girl, two girls, Stephanie and Amy. That's it. Now, however, I have, combined with Stephen, 15 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren.
Great. Great. And so Johnny was a chief photographer for the Tulsa World.
Yes, and an attorney. He did both those things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had even had a law office and everything, and then he would zoom in and be head of the photography department. I think he introduced color photography to the Tulsa World.
Really? Okay. And then he died in 2001, I think I have.
Yes.
Right.